Hey, just stopping by to drop off these books I borrowed. I finished the last one. What is your neighbor building over there anyway? No, I didn't need to drop them off right now. I was on my way to the store. And I thought I'd just stop. You know, kill two birds. Okay, fine. I'm a terrible fucking liar. Will you let me in now? Well, if you answered your text or email, you know what? Honestly, if you'd answered them, I'd still have dropped by on a flimsy excuse. But I wouldn't be so worried. Alright, good. Let's, sit on the couch, okay? Something is definitely fucking wrong. I've never seen you this quiet. I mean, I know you can be shy, and that's kind of adorable, but we've known each other for years. No, it's not fine. It's the opposite of fine. So what is it? What is it really? You got a text? Can I see it? Oh my God. Oh my God, that is not okay. Yes, I hugged you. Why are you so surprised? Well, it's true I don't hug a lot, but it's you. And this is fucked. Yes. Yes. Getting dumped by a text is pretty fucking shitty. Sending a nearly nude selfie posing with the dude she's leaving you for is fucking awful. You must be thinking of some other friend. Because you know that I wouldn't let you be alone right now. Or you should, anyway. Wait. So, because your girlfriend, who just dumped you in the most fucking tasteless way possible, would have told you to man up and deal with it, I have to leave you alone with your shitty thoughts? No. You heard me. No. First of all, I never approved of your decision to go exclusive with her. She was a bougie brat who didn't really want to be involved with you beyond what you could do for her. Yes, I had veto power, but was not consulted. That's in the best friend constitution. I feel that my rights were ignored in your haste to get laid. Well, it's good to hear you laugh, at least. Normally, you would have made me laugh multiple times with your lame-ass dad jokes. Today, I guess it's my turn. Where was I? Oh, right. Second of all, once she said that shit to you about manning up, you should have called me. So I could knock her ass out, obviously. You would never do it, so it's up to the best friend. Thirdly, she's like the worst example of how to be a girlfriend. Specifically, she was like the worst possible person to be your girlfriend. Well, yeah, I know you. I know exactly what you need in this situation. A smack upside the head. Figuratively, this time. Yeah, see, I would have seen that look in your eye you get when you get all stoic. And then also the way you purse your lips. Yes, that. Exactly. That tells me that you're extremely sad, and what you need is hugs and possibly sex. Please, sex is the most obvious solution. It would relax you and make you feel loved. And you'd be more ready to talk about this awful shit. God damn it, I wish you would call me sooner, like when she started treating you so badly. I know it would have pissed her off. That would have been a nice side benefit. I sound jealous? Yeah, I guess I am a bit. I get protective about my friends. I try not to be a creep about it. But yeah, when some fancy bitch decides that my best friend shouldn't hang out with me, then I get a little pissy. No, I'm sure she didn't say anything like that to you. She wasn't that dumb. But you sure did have to cancel on me a lot once you started seeing her, didn't you? Yeah, she was coincidentally sick on those nights we were supposed to play board games or watch nerd shit together. I don't blame you for missing it. You were blinded by that pussy. Sorry, what I meant to say was you were still in the infatuation phase. You were only with her for like 3 months, but you guys moved fast. I know, and I'm sorry for dragging you about this. It just made me have a regret, and I'm not really going to be able to move past it unless I get it off my fucking chest. Is that okay? So, I realized how she felt about me pretty early, and I was worried she would treat you badly, and she did. So I let you down. What could I have done? Well, it's true that it's hard to convince someone who's infatuated that their lover isn't good for them. But I think I probably should have done this. Yeah, see, that startled expression tells me that it probably would have worked. And that other stuff going on in your pants right now. No, don't you ever think that. I don't care what just happened. I would never, ever kiss you out of pity. I don't kiss people that I don't feel for. I've thought about it a lot, especially once I stopped seeing you around. I'm glad it's taken your mind off things, but I could have done so much more, like more of this. Yeah, I've been working up the courage to do that. I'm such a coward. So, yeah. I like you a whole lot. Jesus fucking Christ, I am so bad at this. I love you. Like, actual love. Yes, I am confessing my goddamn feelings for you. You're supposed to say some Jane Austen shit, or tell me to fuck off or something. I don't do this shit. I don't fucking know. I'm pretty sure bursting out laughing is not an appropriate response, Dick. What do you mean that only you could swear that much during a romantic declaration? I don't fucking swear that. See? This is distracting. Oh, fuck no. Wait. Yeah, I don't want to stop either, but I need you to understand that even if you just want sex, and this love thing is one-sided, I'm still not abandoning you. I'm really, truly your friend, okay? I guess I didn't expect to hear I love you back. I didn't prepare for that. No, I did not fucking giggle. I just, you know what? Shut up, you dork. No, it's okay. Everything is, wow, better than okay. I kind of want to prove that this is about you and not getting your dick in me. Oh yeah. I want to jump all over that cock. Not tonight. I know I can be a little bossy. Again with the inappropriate laughter. Look, I just want to suck your cock. I want to fucking swallow your cum, okay? I want to make you feel really good and then fall asleep with you and hold you if you gotta cry. And make you breakfast. You know, girlfriend shit. Let's go to the bedroom. Come on. It's not like I don't know the way. Go ahead and take off your clothes and lie down. It's not a request. Don't worry, I'm taking mine off too. I just want to get you in a place where you can just relax and let me take care of you. You don't have any idea how often I've thought about your cock in my mouth. It'd be shameful if I had any shame. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I like you like this, all exposed and vulnerable and sexy. I've always loved your body. Why, thank you. I thought I might be a bit too curvy for you. I'm glad to know you appreciate them. I'm going to want your hands all over them pretty soon. In the meantime, let me just see about this delicious cock. Oh, fuck. You taste so good. So right. I kind of love doing this in general, but there's something about blowing someone you love. I can finally say it. A romantic blowjob? Yeah, that's what I want this to be. I want you to know that I'm yours. I probably shouldn't say this to you, but I really have trouble saying no to you. When we're drunk, I used to make a lot of jokes about blowing you. I wanted you to say anything like you wanted me. I would have been yours without having to say anything. And if you didn't want me after, I guess I could have just pretended like I didn't remember. Yeah. Pathetic, huh? Fuck. When you say you will always want me, this is why I will always say yes to you. I hope that was good enough. Is there anything else you want me to do? I guess I'm really yours. Fuck, do I want to make you mine. But that can wait. What are you getting out of that drawer in your nightstand? Holy shit. Is that a strap-on? Fuck. Did that bitch make you take that? If she pressured you into doing something you didn't want to, I swear to God, I'll fucking throw her off the roof. Oh. It was your idea? Do you want me to, ride you? If I want? Jesus fucking Christ, this is so fucking hot. I'll be gentle and take care of you. You can always trust me, okay? Good. Are you getting hard again? You must have thought about me doing this before. Did you? Oh, Oh, yeah. There is nothing wrong with that. Roll over and get on all fours while I put this on. All right. Let me loop this up. Great. Are you still okay with this? I don't want to do anything you're not comfortable with. I'm going to start moving now. It's okay to tell me to stop. No matter how excited I get, it's always okay to tell me to stop. Fuck. Oh, fuck. You're so tight. Is that okay? I'm just gonna push so slowly. That's my good boy. Do you like it when I say that? Oh, I heard you moan. That really got me going. Oh, you really are my good boy. Oh, you're taking... taking my cock so well. Oh, God. Oh, fuck, you are so hot like this. Oh, God, please. Oh, please keep pushing back like that. Oh, you really love it, don't you? Oh, the fuck, you are such a good boy for me. Oh, I love you so much right now. Oh, God, please. Do you like that? Do you want to come again? I'll help with my hand, okay? Oh, fuck, this is so hot. I love you too, baby. I won't ever let you go, okay? Come for me. You're my good boy. And I want you to come with me. Please. Fuck. Like that, baby. Fuck. Come with me. Come with me. I would have confessed years ago. I'm gonna pull out now, gently and slow, okay? Fuck. Yeah, let me get this off. I want to hold you now. And I want you to hold me too. What? Sometimes I like to be the little spoon. Everyone likes to be the little spoon. It's safe. You're safe. Yeah, I love you too. I love you so goddamn much. I'm so happy, I don't even... God, just shut the fuck up and hold me, okay? You are going to be so insufferable about this. But only you can make me feel safe enough to laugh like that. Really? The best orgasm of your life? Well, okay then. All is forgiven, and girly giggles will continue. Are you okay with me spending the night? Good. I love you too. Sleep well, okay? Tomorrow we can talk about anything, baby. Anything you want.